I remember Victor Averill well, an antiquarian unlike any other, based somewhere in Massachusetts, if my memory serves me right. He ran a discreet shop, but his true passion lay far beyond mere ancient trinkets. The few times I had the chance to meet him, his shelves were overflowing with grimoires and esoteric manuscripts. He spoke with unsettling knowledge of forgotten rituals and obscure maritime beliefs. Averill always seemed to be in search of specific works, particularly those dealing with ancient cults. A courteous but secretive man who scrutinised his visitors with a disturbing intensity, as if trying to determine if they were worthy of certain knowledge.